The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning. I am your host, Nicole Monier of Lifestyle 360, and today we're going to be talking about the benefits of integrative medicine. I have a special guest with us today, Dr. John Turner of Turner Chiropractic and Rehab Center. So I will be bringing him on a little bit later, but I wanted to first share with you my own testimonial, my health history, my story as to how I stumbled upon his practice and actually changed my life and my health for the better. So in about 2006 is when I stumbled upon the practice. I started with marital counseling in 2005, and it was my marital counselor that had actually referred me to his practice. And, you know, I was working on a lot of my issues in therapy and counseling, which is what it's about. And one of the issues I had was horrible PMS. And oftentimes that would cause me to lash out, okay, at my ex-husband. So I'm coming out here and telling you all the truth here. So anyway, you know, and I think most women can relate and most men can relate to that. And men, you too have your period. Trust me, I've seen plenty of men PMS in my time. But anyway, just, you know, very moody. And just a lot of things, like I said, I would lash out. So ended up going to the practice, and my marital counselor had suggested like a progesterone cream, you know, to kind of control hormones, whatever. And so when I went in, you know, I was told, well, that's just going to mask it, you know. And so here I was for, you know, 20 plus years, I had been on prescriptions and OTC, and I was getting sicker and sicker with a plethora of chronic illness, disease, symptoms, all that stuff. And one of them was PMS. And when I was in high school, my PMS was so bad that I would have to go to the nurse's office, you know, get heating pads and just sit in there when I'd get my period. And then when I got to college and in my 20s, I actually had to get a prescription pain pill because over the counter just wouldn't cut it. Like I would take the max dose on the bottle and I was still in a lot of pain. And then on top of that, I was taking a diuretic because I was so bloated, a prescription diuretic. So this was, you know, again, in my 20s, my college years, and then post graduation. So here I am in my 30s and end up at Turner Chiropractic. And the first thing that they prescribed me was a liver detox. And so it was like a modafinil shake that I took. And so I took that. And then after a while, I had a reaction. Okay, so I'm going to get a little bit Dr. Oz here, Cameron Diaz, but there is no TMI in the fitness and health industry, at least not with my clients, and I know at least not in my conversations with Dr. Turner. So I actually had blood in my stool, and so obviously that's not normal. And so then I ended up doing a stool analysis. Fun, happy joy. So ended up, you know, doing that, sending the kid in. Yeah, so you kind of know the protocol if you ever have to do a stool analysis in the future. And actually your stool, your poop, and your pee can tell you a lot about your health, which a lot of people don't realize. And again, like I said, Dr. Oz talks about this. Cameron Diaz talks about this. So I'm kind of feeling like them right now. But anyway, I had one of the most severe cases of candida that they had seen, and just an overgrowth of bacteria and fungus in my gut, which sounds totally disgusting, okay? But here's the thing. I had been on antibiotics for so many decades that the antibiotics end up, you know, they fight off the bad bacteria, but they're also killing your good bacteria. So then you don't really have any way to fight off infections and disease when it does come in. And so my gut was 85% bad bacteria and 15% good. And so ideally, we want the reverse. We want 85% good bacteria, 15% bad. So from there, they prescribed me allowed foods and non-approved foods. So, you know, for 7 months, I followed this list of foods I could eat and I couldn't eat, okay? And here I was. This was where I was at the point. I was sick of being sick. So for something like this, you know, people need to be ready. And I was ready. I was ready to make the changes and do whatever, because Western medicine wasn't cutting it for me. And I was getting worse. And so that was one of the changes we made. And then also I was put on a probiotic. And so when I was with Turner, you know, there were a couple books they had shared with me to read. And one thing that they had talked about was being breastfed, and, you know, breast is best. And so come to find out, I had asked my mom in my 30s, was I breastfed? Well, being a 70s baby, no, I wasn't. And that's where you get your mom's immunity. So that was a huge factor for me. On top of it, I was born sick. I was born with an upper respiratory infection for 3 weeks. So I can only imagine. My parents are deceased, so I can't ask them this question now, but I do know my mom did tell me that I was born sick. So that here I was, you know, sick as a baby, and my sterile guts being fed antibiotics by my father, a doctor, and my mom, a nurse. So I was given probiotics. I was also given a candida supplement to kill off the fungus. I'm going to explain what candida is in a second. But the candida supplement, usually when you do a detox, and I get so many people on, you know, my social media or clients who want to do a detox. And a lot of times people don't really understand, if you're going to do a detox, you got to be ready to face the consequences of the detox. Usually doing a detox right, whether it's 3 days, 2 weeks, a couple months, or longer, if you can do it under the care of somebody, that's even better. If you're buying a kit, you know, again, you want to read those instructions, follow those instructions. And a lot of times you're going to feel like crap before you feel like a rock star. And so for about 2 months, I felt like complete and total ass. I wanted to do nothing but sleep. And that's part of the die-off symptoms of the fungus. And so I remember I had a friend that had kind of gone through the same thing I did. And she said, oh my God, stick with it. Keep going. It's working. You know, don't give up. So glad I had this person in my life at the time to kind of coach me with that. And at the time, my job was perfect. I was working as a buyer from home. And so I had that luxury that I could nap and sleep when I wanted to and work when I wanted to. But going back to what candida is, it's an overgrowth of fungus in the body. And there's just a plethora of reasons how you can come across it. But symptoms vary per individual. So a lot of times I may tell somebody my story and they're like, well, I didn't have this or that. And again, your own health history is your own health history and where it leads you and everything else. But for me, you know, like I said, everything from digestive disorders to asthma, chronic reoccurring sinus infections, even athlete's foot, which sounds gross as a girl, but I'm admitting that on air that I had athlete's foot. Gone now, but I had it, like, I used to cheer for the Lovables and we would have to wear pantyhose with socks. So I thought, oh, it's because I'm wearing these pantyhose and, you know, my feet are like in this, you know, sweaty environment. I never stepped foot on any public bathroom floor without flip-flops. So it wasn't like I caught it from anything, but I used to always use the Lotrimin. Didn't work. Same thing. I was getting allergy shots for 7 years for mold, ragweed, pollen, dog, cat, you name it, wasn't getting better. And it was like once I healed my gut, again, with the help of Turner and all the supplements and the different tests that he has, that's where it was like my health finally took a turn. But it took me 7 months. And in that 7 months, like I said, the first 2 months were just hell. But again, like I said, you're going to go through hell before you get anywhere. And so for people who are toxic, who are chronically sick, and you're seriously looking to make a change and you want to improve your health, you got to put in the work and know that it's not going to be easy. And, but in the end, it's going to be better. And so I did it for 7 months, followed his approved plan. I think in that 7 months, I honestly had one cheeseburger, you know, from Portillo's, an order of fries from Portillo's, and one vodka. Like, other than that, I didn't steer opposite of that plan. I stuck to it 100%, and it was worth it. And so here I am today now as a fitness and health professional. I've been in the industry 15 years. I have my Czech Holistic Lifestyle Coaching Certification, which is huge on nutrition and eating off the land and sea. And even from the time I started with Turner, my nutrition continues to evolve. I'm always learning new things, seeing, you know, what works best with my body. Same thing with the supplements. I continue to go back to him for maintenance because we're always under stress and we cannot control the stressors in our life, but we can control how we react to them. And so that's where, you know, going to Turner has helped me with a lot of his different testing and tools. And when he comes on, we're going to talk about that because there's a lot of stuff out there that I think most people just aren't aware what's available to them. They're so used to, you know, the allopathic way where, hey, you know what? Take this pill. And again, that's what I did. I was raised that way. You know, a father, a doctor, a mother, a nurse, they're both deceased. And here I am, thankfully, you know, took my health in my hands, which again, you control your own destiny. I don't care if it's your career choices, your love choices and relationships, or your health, you control that and you decide, you know, what you're going to put in your body or what you're not going to put in your body. And so when I'm going to actually bring Dr. John Turner on now before we go to break here in a little bit. He's going to go in depth on integrative medicine and allopathic medicine, the differences and some of his success stories and the tools. John, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I want you to educate the listeners on, you know, what integrative medicine is and what the benefits are of it.
Okay. I can certainly do that. You know, I've always tried to lead a healthy lifestyle, and so the choice of integrative medicine was easy for me. I chose a sport in college that most people didn't move towards. It was gymnastics, and it wasn't popular at the time, but for me, there was no other choice. I'd take the stairs versus the elevator because it was good for me, you know, and I ate yogurt when the only other ones doing it were these strange-looking Rastafarian dudes who work at the food co-op. But, you know, the alternative mindset has always been my nature. And so I guess choosing alternative or integrative medicine was an easy fit for me. So the clear difference between allopathic and integrative medicine is that allopathic medicine is more symptom-based and that integrative medicine is more health-based. Now, of course, we're concerned about the symptoms of our patients, but ultimately symptoms are a signal that something is out of balance in our body. And it's my belief that as a physician, it's our job to look beyond the, you know, outward manifestations of the disease and try to find the root cause of the imbalance instead. So there's different forms of primary care physicians in Illinois. We have the allopathic physician, who believes that the immune system governs the health of the body. We have an osteopathic physician who believes the lymphatic and the circulatory systems govern the health of the body. Now, these are the strict definitions of allopathic, osteopathic, and chiropractic. Chiropractic believes the nervous system governs the health of the body. But in the ultimate truth is that the interactive dynamics of all of these different systems that really causes you to radiate health, very much like you. You know, you've worked so hard at working not just one aspect of your body, but your emotions, your physiology, your physical being. And it's a dynamic interaction of all these things that create that radiance that you have, and like the other people who are healthy have. And so, for me, it'd be hard pressed to help my patients if I only had a script pad and a PDR as my toolbox, you know?
Yeah, truth. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with Dr. John Turner in a little bit and discuss a lot more on integrative medicine.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey?
Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
I'm Nicole Monier, your host of Lifestyle 360, and today we're talking with Dr. John Turner of Turner Chiropractic and Rehab. And I actually have been going to his practice since 2006. And before the break, we were talking about my health history and how I have or was sick for decades on scripts, OTC, and allopathic means, and how integrative medicine has actually turned my health around for the better. So I wanted to ask you, Dr. John Turner, can you tell us about some of the tools that you have? I know we talked about how I did the liver detox and the stool analysis, but a couple of the tools I've done with you have been very beneficial, and one is MSA. And so a lot of people aren't even aware of what that test is, that where it's even offered, and how it's beneficial.
Okay. Yeah, the MSA is an acronym, actually, for a Meridian Stress Assessment, and it's also got a couple other names. One's called Electrodermal Screening or Electrical Acupuncture According to Voll, V-O-L-L, and that's called EAV. Dr. Heinrich Voll was a German physician and scientist who first came up with the whole concept of testing the acupuncture points on the hands and the feet, called the Thing Points, T-S-I-N-G, and he used an ohm meter, basically, to measure the electrical resistance in the body at these points. You know, your acupuncture system flows through your body, but it also flows outside your body, and this is where the system comes up to the surface, is where the points are. And so Dr. Voll had taken, you know, he was a medical doctor also, so he had a host of patients that he had already diagnosed, and he would take their readings and then start to see patterns. Well, we test over 50 points with the associated organs and the body system to see if there's either a weakened response, a balanced response, or a stress response. If it's weakened, that's usually indicating that there's been a long-standing issue. If it's balanced, then that's a definite positive. And then if it's stress, that means you're dealing with a more acute system or acute problem. So the advent of computers has really made it easier for us, because now not only can we test the points using a probe connected to a software system, but through this software system we can actually output frequencies of homeopathic and nutritional remedies that that might influence a patient's acupuncture system. And then we can get an immediate reading, because the acupuncture system and the body's nervous system carries energy at the speed of light. So you get an immediate reaction, and you can see if there's going to be a benefit to this person taking the supplement or the homeopathic you're recommending. You know, you were talking about detoxing earlier in the first part of your segment, and it's kind of a buzzword right now, and there's a lot of programs out there. We commonly recommend the MSA evaluation prior to the detox of anybody's system, because the detox the MSA can show us whether or not the kidneys, the bowels, and the lymphatics are stressed, or more commonly, if they're weakened, then we would not advise anybody to do an aggressive detox program, because you're going to dump toxins into a system that is not ready to handle them. And you were talking about the die-off reaction, and that's one symptom, but really it's like flushing the toilet when the sewer's backed up. You know, it comes right back in the kitchen. It's not a pleasant experience. So people can get very, very ill from jumping into a detox program because their buddy said, "Hey, this worked for me. Why don't you try this?" But you know that we frequently treat a lot of what we call medical rejects, people who don't improve with the standard medical care. So
yeah, I was a medical reject.
yeah. That's thank good. God you no longer are. But
I know. But I think what you said was great about how what works for me isn't going to work for you, and so many people think that it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a workout in the gym, a nutrition plan, or like a plan I get from you. You know, yeah. I've referred so many of my clients to you, and I'm kind of like, you know what, you got to listen to him, because your health history is different than me, and he's going to give you baby steps. He's not going to throw everything to you at once. He didn't throw everything to me at once. But the one thing I love about the MSA test is, you know, when I had first gone to you for the MSA testing, most of my organs were in the red. There were only, I think, like a handful, literally. It's a 4-page test with all your organs, or 3-page, and only a couple of my organs were in the green. And then we had done the test over a series of several months. And I think, what, every 6 weeks you have people retest after giving them either the supplements that are advised from the test or the homeopathic remedies that are advised from the test. And then it was like I was seeing more relief. And that was even after I had done my Candida detox, my 7th month detox with just food alone and supplements alone. And so here I was going in, working on my organs with you, and then, you know, coming to a point where pretty much almost everything was in the green, and then coming back to you for maintenance and seeing that certain times in my life, certain stressors would pop up that would create stress in certain organs. And so one thing too that I want to touch on is emotion. And I remember, and I didn't tell you this at the time, I think maybe I've told you it passed, but I don't even know if I've told you, but when I was, you know, going through my divorce and some problems in my marriage, I remember my heart had come up as stressed. My heart had never come up as stressed. And so I think a lot of people don't realize that your relationships can affect you, and not necessarily just your heart, but your other organs.
Go ahead. Your emotions. Emotion is energy in motion, you know, emotion. So if that energy isn't moving, you're going to create enormous problems with the organ that emotion is related to. Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt is a physician, and he has studied this in detail, and he's found that each emotion is related to a different organ system. So kidneys are fear, and the lungs are grief, and the liver is anger. And if you're not dealing with that particular emotion, then he's actually documented that organ doesn't detoxify. So it's very, very important that you deal with that aspect. And I'm using something called emotion code quite a bit in my practice. And where sometimes someone will come in and they will obviously have a strong emotional component to their imbalance. And we'll just dive right into the emotional so that we can get the body to start to detoxify. And I'm not a counselor. You know, it's not that I do any counseling. This is strictly an energetic technique that we use to just get the energy moving in the body.
But like you said, you're not a counselor, and neither am I. And, you know, even though I have my lifestyle coaching cert, again, everything is emotion. And I, you know, I say it to my clients. It's like, you know, when I'm meeting with them, it's like they can lose the fat, they can gain the muscle, they can participate in the race or the event, they can win the trophy, or they may not win the trophy. You know, that's probably even more devastating. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that emotion is still there. And it's kind of like sometimes too, you know, people are doing other things in their life to mask the pain and run from the emotion they don't want to deal with, but that emotion is going to continue to eat away at them. And so again, you know, a huge part is you know, I have a lot of clients too that I've sent you. I send them to my therapist, but I send them to you to help them deal with a lot of those emotional blocks.
Well, you know, as an alternative practitioner, we look at optimal health not just as the absence of symptoms, but as a balance between the physical, the biochemical, and the emotional aspects of the body. And you can have, I mean, and you're amazing at getting people healthier. But if they're not dealing with their emotions, it doesn't move them along the path, you know. And really what you want people to do is express who they are. And if you can't uncover that aspect of who they are, then it's not really a good representation.
Yeah, no, so true. That's a great, great way to say it, express who you are. So tell us about the NAET. I've done that as well, and that's helped a lot with several of my allergies.
Okay. NAET is an acronym for Nambudrapad, Allergy Elimination Technique. Devi Nambudrapad is a acupuncturist and I think she's a chiropractor. She created this technique that's based on the acupuncture system. We use it to eliminate sensitivities in the body. It involves basically doing muscle testing to see if someone has a sensitivity to different allergens or sensitivities to different reagents. And we have lots and lots of vials in these cases that we have the patient hold, and we see how their body reacts. Now, we don't only use the vials that we have. If sometimes people aren't sure what they're allergic to, but they know they react in their home or they react when they have eat at this certain restaurant, we just have them bring a sample of the air quality. You can put a cotton ball that's been moistened in a little jar and have it sit out for 24 hours, and then we test them against that. We don't really have to know what it is. We can do amazing things with it. So after we find out what they're sensitive to, then we stimulate some points along the spine called the Huatogeyaji points. A lot of strange names I'm throwing out at you, aren't there?
Yeah.
So these Huatogeyaji points are these paraspinal acupuncture points, and that opens up the acupuncture system. It just gets the energy moving, kind of like if you were taking the lotto cage that had been stopped and all the ping pong balls aren't flowing, and then you start to spin it, and all of a sudden you've got all this energy flowing. So we try to get that energy moving. And once we get the energy moving, the patient stays away from the substance for 24 hours, because it takes 24 hours for the energy that we create. Every time we take a breath in, we create energy through lung one, and that qi, or Chinese energy medicine, flows through the different 12 primary meridians over the course of the next 24 hours. Once that is completed, then the energy no longer is reactive to that substance, and so your body no longer has that reaction. You know, Nicole, I'm sure you've walked into a party before and you had a negative reaction to someone that was in the room that you just got a bad vibe from. That's kind of like what happens when I hold a vial close to somebody that their energy is sensitive to. It, you know, you can't really explain it in easy terms, but you can feel the energy shift. You can feel your body close down and say, "Ooh, I don't want to stay. That guy creeps me out. I want to walk away from here."
Definitely. I mean, I feel that a lot. I think that the cleaner I've gotten as far as like cleaning out the toxins in my body, the more in tune and aware I am, especially not just of like, I'm not just allergic to toxic food. I'm allergic to toxic people.
Yeah.
And I can't handle having them in my life. It's too much stress. We're going to need to go to break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff with Dr. John Turner.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Today we're talking with Dr. John Turner of Turner Chiropractic and Rehab Center. He is located in Glendale Heights, Illinois, so you can definitely Google him online if you're in the Chicagoland area. I referred so many people to him, and they've got great results. He's just off Army Trail Road. We're talking about some of the different tools and tests he used. Talked about MSA testing, which tests the strength of your organs. Just talked about NAT, where that has a lot to do with muscle testing. And oftentimes when I'm getting that done, I feel like a magic eight ball. And Dr. Turner, it's interesting how smart the body is, and people don't really listen to their bodies. If you have pain or something's off, that's your body's way of telling you, like, stop, something's not right. And people don't listen to that, you know. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about that, just listening to your body.
Well, you know, the body doesn't lie. It doesn't have a judgment. It doesn't have an emotion about it. It's just either is, it's either the truth or it's not the truth. So when I do muscle testing, the main thing for me is to stay really, really clear and not guide the muscle test, because I can create the response I want. But the key for me is to only create the true response. So when I'm doing muscle testing, I oftentimes will throw in something that I know is not going to be positive, so that I can make sure the patient isn't guiding it or I'm not guiding it. I'm just getting a real clean response, because it's so important. You can use muscle testing as a tool, and the NAT is almost always guided me into ways that I'll tell you a story about one, and this is unique because I was doing a patient who was a marathon runner, and she was having this cramping that occurred at mile 20 every time she ran, no matter what we did. We tried everything. And then I said, okay, let's just do some muscle testing, figure out what it is. So I was asking her body all these questions and getting responses, asking these questions, and it came down to the fact that she was allergic to dried bean mix. Now, I said, I don't know how this could possibly be affecting you in any way, but it's showing that you're allergic to dried beans. And she goes, oh, my God, I eat refried beans every day as part of my training protocol. And so we got her off of the dried beans, and she no longer had an issue.
The cramps, that's awesome. Yeah, and again, it takes a lot of trial and error before you find things. And so, again, people need to be willing to put in the work and not give up. Because there's been a lot of times with you where I've had, you know, allergies that have gone away, and then some that haven't, and I've had to keep coming back. And then finally, you know, we get to it. Like, there's layers and stuff. But
yeah, there's layers. And there's combinations. Sometimes it's the fact that there's a combination of a allergen. It might be, let's say, milk, but it might be also lactose. Or it might be milk plus another another substance. Or, you know, if you think about one gentleman I had, I ran into Costco at Costco, and he stopped me. I hadn't seen him for probably 10 years, and he said, "Oh my God, I can eat cheese and pizza now that I couldn't eat for 15, 20 years." And it's because he was allergic not only to grains, but the combination of grains and cheese. And so when we corrected that, then he got better. And, you know, it really amounts to how permeable your GI tract is. If you have a very permeable GI tract because of candida, as you were mentioning earlier, then it's going to cause your GI tract to have what's called a leaky gut.
Yeah, that I got.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like taking a pencil to a screen door. Things can get through that aren't supposed to. And if it's a food that you're eating all the time, like pizza, then it might be a combination of the different ingredients in that food.
Yeah. So the next thing I want to talk about is the cold laser and adrenals and adrenal fatigue. And so when I was, you know, with you guys initially, and I did my adrenal test. I didn't do my adrenal test with you guys initially. I did it a couple of years in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was given a book on adrenal fatigue, which explained more, and all the stressors that affect adrenal fatigue, everything from emotion, abuse, antibiotics, and processed foods, like so much of my health history and my story, and again, how that affects, you know, your immune system and just everything in your body. Your adrenals are so important, and even caffeine, getting off caffeine. And so, you know, I first did the adrenal testing. I'm still on an adrenal supplement, which helps me profusely to this day. Yeah. And then I know I've gone back to you for cold laser treatment on occasion when I've been stressed out and my adrenals were stressed. So I want you to explain, you know, about adrenal fatigue and the testing you offer and like the tools that you have to actually help heal and strengthen the adrenals.
Okay. Excuse me. The adrenal stress index is the saliva test that we use to test the adrenal function, and it tells us what your cortisol levels are. Your cortisol is put out by the adrenals in response to managing stress, blood sugar stress, or other inflammatory stress in the body. If you're in chronic pain, chronic inflammation, chronic allergies, chronic anything that's putting this constant stress on your body, your adrenals are coming to the forefront as part of the body's tools to respond to those stressors. So we use the adrenal stress index, and we find out what kind of pattern is being created. Are your cortisol levels really high at night, which is causing you not to fall asleep because your body is actually getting an awake signal? Are you going into hypoglycemia in the middle of the morning at like 3 in the morning? Your eyes pop open because now that the cortisol levels are too low, they can't manage the blood sugar, and your adrenals then put out adrenaline, you know, kind of like you've been shocked into an awake state because it's trying to mobilize sugar and creates a blood sugar balancing. So the adrenals are so important in so many areas, and as you start to reach menopause, your adrenals put out almost all of the hormones in the body, the sex hormones, the testosterone, estrogen, cortisol, DHEA. All those are put out by the adrenal glands almost exclusively, and so that's why a lot of women will have menopausal symptoms, is because their adrenals are in fatigue. And then their adrenals can't manage those.
Yeah, so tell us about the cold laser, because I did a couple of those treatments, and they were beneficial to me.
Well, the cold laser is one of my favorite tools. It's the latest and greatest FDA-approved technique that we've been using. And what it does is, in a nutshell, it gives your body the energy it needs to heal. And it does this by substituting a photon for a high-energy electron. And so it increases neurotransmitter formation, it increases circulation, and it increases protein synthesis. And these are all really important things to do with the central nervous system and the adrenals. So when we do something with the laser for the adrenals, we have a technique called adrenal unwinding. And what it does is it balances the adrenal energy by doing the substitution of a photon for an electron, and it allows those tissues to work just that much better.
Sounds good. I want to go into now this performance without pain. Mm-hmm. Is that a client, Catherine Pertle, that wrote that book and you co-authored it?
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, so tell us about the book, and you guys do a lot of speaking around that book.
Yeah, we do. Kathy is a patient of mine. She had an undiagnosed celiac disease for most of her life. She had just so many different hosts of health problems that we were trying to get under control, and then we finally discovered that she had this severe sensitivity to gluten. Now, celiac disease is result of a genetic predisposition towards a sensitivity to gliadin or gluten, which is the protein in wheat, rye, and barley. And so what it does is it causes damage to the GI tract wall, and that then creates all these nutritional insufficiencies in your body. And what we found with her is our first step was to get her off gluten, but, you know, she didn't get better. She got a little better, but she didn't get all better. And it was because we now discovered that she had all these nutritional deficiencies associated with the poor absorption through the GI tract wall. When you look at a microscope of the GI tract, the small intestine wall, it looks like a sea anemone. It's got a lot of surface area. And those are called villi. And those villi are there to absorb all the nutrients into our system. If you look at the GI tract of someone who has celiac disease, it looks like a cauliflower. There's no surface area. You've got basically one-third the amount of ability to absorb nutrition. So we used lots of nutrition, and we followed the principles of Dr. Weston Price, who was a...
Love him.
Oh, yeah. He was way ahead of his time. He was a dentist, actually, who found out that his patients were getting sicker and sicker, and he couldn't figure out why. So he undertook these world tours of trying to find healthy people, which is really unique. It's a different approach. We almost look at all the medical studies are all based on diseases and not health. And so what he looked at is what is making these certain cultures of people so darn healthy. And he found that they had certain nutrients in their diets that were essential. One, they had lots of quality fats in their diet, quality fats like fish oil and coconut oil, and they would have fermented foods, lots of fermented beverages, and even sourdough breads that were left hanging for weeks at a time, fermenting on the rack. And so, as a result of this, their bodies were so hardy and so healthy that they never got disease. Tuberculosis was a common disease at the time, and these cultures had no signs of that. And they also had which is amazing to me, is their bone structure was different. They had wide palatal arches. You know how many people need braces these days?
Yeah.
And when they get braces, they have to have palate expanders. It's because of their nutrition. Because he had pictures of before and afters, people who had left the village and gone to eat the foods of modern commerce, which included white flour, white sugar, and all these other disease-promoting foods, and as a result, their facial structures started to change. Their faces became more narrow and pinched, and they would go back to their original culture, and their offspring, after they started eating the good foods again, their offspring would be born with these wide palatal arches and perfect teeth. And he noted this, and he found out that you could change people's lives with their diet, change their genetic expression with their diet, which is huge, huge.
Yeah, Weston A. Price is a good one to Google, because I've looked at those pictures and I learned about him from you. I've learned about him from my Czech Holistic Lifestyle Certification, and I follow a lot of his nutritional advice as well. And even like the grass-fed butter, mm-hmm. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I post I'm eating butter, but again. Oh. Like you said, this world needs more healthy fat. You know, most people are so brainwashed by the media with, it's low carb, it's fat free, it's sugar free, and really they need their macros. Exactly, they're not getting good nutrition where they're getting their proteins, their plants, and their.
Nicole, they did a study where they actually had people eating salads, and they tried to determine how many nutrients they were absorbing. And they found that if they had a fat-free dressing, they didn't absorb any of the nutrients, whether they were fat-soluble vitamins or not. They just didn't absorb any nutrients in their body. So you need fat, good quality fat, to absorb all these nutrients.
Absorption is key, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. So talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Today we're talking with Dr. John Turner of Turner Chiropractic and Rehab Center based in Glendale Heights, Illinois. And the last topic we were discussing was absorption and how most people aren't getting enough healthy fats. You know, people are so brainwashed by the media. If it's on TV, don't listen to it. If it's in the magazines, don't listen to it. I mean, that's what I tell all my clients, because you're seeing all this fat-free, sugar-free, low-carb, gluten-free. That's all like a load of bull. And again, a lot of people are being brainwashed by this, but you need the healthy fats for absorption, and you also need digestive enzymes. So I want Dr. Turner to kind of talk about that and educate y'all on that.
Okay. All right, so let's start with hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid is something that is in your stomach. It's made by the parietal cells in your stomach. And a lot of people are deficient in hydrochloric acid. And it's all related to, you know, the candida you were talking about earlier? Candida,
yeah,
actually has the ability to block hydrochloric acid secretions. And so as a result of that, it's making an environment that's more healthy for it, not for you. And so what I oftentimes do is I find patients who are on acid blockers, which is just the opposite of what they might need. Not always. Sometimes if there's damage going on, you obviously need to block the acid with an acid blocker. But in most people's situations, I find that they actually have too little acid, not too much acid. There's only a few things that can create too much acid. One's a gastrinoma. Gastrinoma only occurs in about 1.6% of the population in the United States. I've only seen one in 30 years of practice. So it's not that common. But what can cause an interruption of these different food allergies can cause you to not have the ability to secrete the acid you want. You could also have a zinc deficiency, which creates a hydrochloric acid deficiency. So the hydrochloric acid breaks down the proteins. It loosens up the proteins so that the other ingredient in your stomach acid, the pepsin, which is a proteolytic enzyme, goes in and breaks down the proteins into little tripeptides, these three units of protein, amino acids. And then that goes through the lower part of the stomach called the pyloric sphincter. And then when those tripeptides get in touch with the enzymes that are produced by the bacteria on the villi of your small intestine, that's when you start to break it down to amino acids. and then you absorb those through the cell wall and into the bloodstream. So it's a very fine-tuned system, and really, getting quality fats is so important. You know, your cell walls of your body are made with both saturated and unsaturated fats, and what they found is if you're eating polyunsaturated fats and really poor quality fats, then your cell walls are actually being damaged. They're incorporated into your cell walls so that you're not getting nutrients passing back and forth through the cell walls as easily. So it's so important on a microscopic level. And the whole cholesterol myth, cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It is there as our body's first defense against heart disease. It's trying to smooth over a trauma that's been occurred due to inflammation in your vessels. And so just as many people have heart attacks that have high cholesterol as have low cholesterol. And it's not, it really doesn't have a lot to do with that. So this cholesterol scare has been really silly.
It's so true what you say, though, that it's quality. You know, people, again, it's quality, and good quality fats, and people are so scared of fats. And, you know, it's the same thing even with my clients. Like, you know, when I do meal planning with them and then I have them give me a log to check in, I'm like, where are your fats? I don't see any fats, you know, and they don't get it. And I'm like, I'm not telling you to eat like a pound of fat. I'm telling you to have like 1 to 2 tablespoons at every meal. And if you're eating 5 meals a day, you're not, you need that fat, whether it's like you're saying, for all these beneficial reasons for your internal, you know, part of the body and the organs and everything and the gut, but also even to lose fat. It's like just same thing with drinking water. A lot of people don't drink enough water, you know, and they wonder why they're bloated and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I want to go on to, you know, you've been practicing integrative medicine for over 2 decades. So I want you to tell people where they can reach you, how they can get a hold of you, and just how your practice has grown and what you're seeing and a rise in business. And, you know, are people really like, are they really seeing how beneficial integrative medicine is? Because again, like we've been so brainwashed, even I was for so many years. And I just see myself that I'm seeing more natural, holistic, integrative means out there, and it's a positive thing I see.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and hopefully integrative medicine will become the standard of care in the future. More and more mainstream medical providers are starting to seek out and incorporate alternative practitioners into their systems. But, you know, unfortunately, I think that's more economic-driven rather than philosophy, but it's a start in the right direction. We've been very fortunate over the years to have only been a referral-based practice. I don't advertise at all. And I can only attribute this to the quality of care the patients receive from our entire staff. We have just an amazing group of people. But there's definitely a trend for people seeking out alternative medicine. And it's easy to understand. If you just think about 3 simple facts, the 4th leading cause of death in the United States is due to medication. I'm not saying the medication's bad or it should not be taken when necessary, but 100,000 people a year die from medication given for the right reason at the right dose at the appropriate time, and there's another 38,000 that are due to overdoses. As a nation, we consume more medications than any other country in the world, and yet we're ranked I think dead last in the 17 industrial nations in terms of quality of health.
Yep.
So those are big reasons, you know. And one of the main reasons that we're in this situation is the food pyramid. The food pyramid is such a disaster. It's all the top 3 leading causes of death in the United States, heart disease, cancer, and lung disease, are all directly related to poor diet and lack of physical exercise. And we need to dismantle the food pyramid and turn it upside down. You know, so I think people are starting to realize that just the absence of symptoms is not equate with health. And they don't feel good. Maybe they don't have any symptoms, but they're not vibrant. They're not healthy. And so as a result, they start looking towards people like yourself who can give them a higher quality of life. And that's what our goal is, too, is to just, every patient that walks through the door gets pretty much the same exam. We do a very thorough 1-hour exam to just try to figure out where their imbalances are and not just where their symptoms are. Because a lot of times their symptoms are totally unrelated to the underlying issue, and we have to kind of uncover all that through the muscle testing and the other testing that we do. And we've been very fortunate to do that.
Yeah, and I think one of the main things you said here before we close is, you know, most people are used to feeling like crap, and I was used to feeling like crap, and that's why it's like I ain't going back. Once I went through that 7-month protocol and, you know, feel like a rock star, there's no turning back. But I want people to know before we end here where they can find you for more questions or if they want to make a trip out to see you.
Well, we are in Glendale Heights. You can find us at our website at TurnerChiroRehab.com. TurnerChiroRehab.com. It has all the contact information you might need. It has a little information about the background of our practice. We're at 320 East Army Trail Road in Glendale Heights. And our phone number is 630-529-6111. And I'd be glad to field any questions people might have. That I always try and make an effort to come to the phone and answer questions for potential patients who need to just sort things out first and make a good decision.
You do. You're great. I always have my clients call you if they're kind of on the fence with integrative. But I want to thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your time and sharing all your knowledge and information. And I want to personally thank you for all you've helped me with in my life, with my health, and turning things around. So we will see you next week. Not you, actually, but the listeners. Hope to have you join in next week with my guest, Jared Payton, talking on motivation.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.